you know, some people are so hard-hearted that it's only by the grace of God that they even hear any truth at all. And if you ever face off with one of them, it's a narcissist usually. They don't even know how evil they really are. They know they're evil. But it's sad. I really believe the devil has a script for you. And it's by the grace of God that you break the script, you know. Because you get saved. But think about this. After you get saved, the churches and all mainly have been infiltrated. And they're not going to tell you that the devil has a script for your life. Even after you get saved, the devil's still trying to pull you into the will of the flesh, the will of the Gentiles, or the will of mankind. So the devil and the devil's system has a script that they want you to follow. And when you don't follow that script, it makes them mad. And that's why the witches, there's always a handler. So the handlers have a script for you, and they want you to follow the script. And that's why when you step outside of the world system script, it's a lot of pressure. It's a stronghold that was created from your bloodline, childhood, culture program, the music and all that. And when you step outside the script, just like Jesus followed the script to a T, if Jesus has a script and he was down here, he said he did what the Father said, then we have a script. If it was written about him, the prophecies were written about him, don't you think that you have a script? Is the servant greater than the master? And so you have to wake up to the fact that there's a script. There's a narcissistic script. They want to turn everybody into a narcissist, psychopath, greed, selfish. They want everybody to follow the script, the dead corpse, the dead corporation script. They want you to think you're going to Mars or you're going to leave the Earth and travel the universe. It ain't ever going to happen, people. You're believing a lie. If you really believe you're going to travel the stars, like Star Wars or something, you're believing a lie. Let's say you did travel the stars, then you're still fighting, but it's not going to happen. Darth Vader. Why do you think that was pushed? Why was it pushed? Why did they push that? Why did they push those alien creatures? Why did they push that into your mind as a child? Imagine the people who were around before the TV, and then the TV showed up and the people watched, the ones that never knew how to live before the TV. And then imagine the ones before the radio, and they didn't. Imagine the ones before the internet or the cell phones and the way they see the people now. Do you understand how it's incrementally, you have been incrementally brainwashed through the different media forms? incrementally brainwashed to, instead of being in your own thoughts and having your own quiet, peaceful mind, you're filled with system noise. You're filled with the noise of the system. I got this cop behind me. Gotta put this on pause. They don't like when you see through the system, and they don't like when you cut the noise off. And when you cut the noise off completely, it changes everything. And then when you see the real script is God's word, and everything around you is to take you off that script. Other books, other not rightly dividing it. Strange doctrines of demons and doctrines of devils. And they're actually trying to send people into your world. There's actually people that have never memorized one Bible verse in this world. Now, can you imagine their mindset? Can you imagine what other things they believe? The reason they don't want you studying the Bible, the King James, the Greek, the Hebrew, Genesis to Revelation, is because they can deceive you very easily if they give you another book outside the Bible. They can deceive you with about anything. If they can take away the Bible, they can deceive you and get you to believe another script, whatever it is. Think about that. Really think about what I'm trying to tell you. If they can pull people away from the Bible, then those people can be deceived by the devil system. And they can pull you into believing we're going to Mars and believe this. And they can pull you into their script that they want to promote, as long as it's not truth. If they can feed you a lie outside the Bible, then they can feed you a lie and turn you into a clone of the system. It's really a trip, to be honest with you. When you see it for what it really is, you'll understand what I'm saying. The only way you're going to see it is cut the noise off, because you can't hear me, most likely, especially if you've never cracked open the Bible and tried to rightly divide it. You can't hear what I'm saying. You think I'm crazy. But I promise you, there's people in church that are believing lies of the system because they don't read the Bible themselves. They just do what the preacher says, you know. They don't know why they believe what they believe. They just believe whatever they believe. Whatever they tell them to believe, I mean. But why? Even when I was listening to those theologians those years, I wanted to know why. You know, you have to really understand that the Bible interprets itself. And if the Bible interprets itself, and all the deep theologians say it will, from Dallas Seminary or whatever, the Bible interprets itself. So if the Bible interprets itself, it's a hologram. You're in a hologram. If the Bible interprets itself, and it does, because it's from the source, and actually everything around you interprets itself, but if you believe and line it up with the scripture, this Coca-Cola machine and you look at this car and this street and this building, and you and say, okay, well, so why is there a Coca-Cola machine? Why is there a car, a street, and a building? Because it's the Coca-Cola machine is giving somebody something to drink. Cars, transportation, connect, goes back to connection, together. And if you break the word together, it's to get heirs. And so it's all about building up. Building up the body. Building up the body. That's what it's all about. Hey. And I'm talking about the body of Christ. And everybody thinks it's all about money and stuff. And it's about building up the spiritual body. You know, people do weightlifting. I like to lift weights too. But the weightlifting points to what? Building the body, the spiritual body. That's what this whole thing's about. And you think it's something else, but it's not. It's not anything else but building up the body.